Welcome back to another episode of the Plot Holes Podcast. Today we are going to be reviewing the movie Gravity. Gravity is a science fiction film directed by Alfonso Cuarón, released in 2013. It revolves around two astronauts stranded in space after their space shuttle was destroyed. Matt Kowalski and Ryan Stone are on the space shuttle mission to repair the Hubble Space Telescope. During a spacewalk, high-speed debris strikes the Hubble Telescope and the Explorer, tearing Stone's straps from the space shuttle and leaving her stranded. Kowalski and Stone used manned maneuvering units to rescue themselves via the ISS. On the way, the two discuss Stone's life on Earth and her daughter, who died in a tragic accident. When they reach the ISS, they see that the crew had evacuated using two of the three Soyuz capsules, leaving the third in a damaged state. When this is realized, when trying to board the ISS, Stone gets tangled along with Kowalski, at which point he gives his life to save hers, allowing her to board successfully. She now has to board a Chinese station, which has its own evacuation spacecraft. In the process, she kind of goes insane and starts hearing voices, but eventually she does reach it successfully and makes it down to Earth safely. I can really tell that this movie is made to pull at your heartstrings because it is...
It's a thriller.
It's a thriller, but it gets depressing. Mm-hmm. It definitely has some moments where you just kind of want to weep and solid. Yeah, overall, I give this movie a solid at like 8.5 out of 10. Like, there are some parts of the movie where you're like, okay, that wasn't needed.
Yeah.
But then there are also some parts where it's just perfect. It's like Interstellar. It's like, yeah, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
That's a really good comparison.
It's just an amazing movie.
When I first watched this movie, it was super stressful. It gave me anxiety just watching the scenes where she's free walking in space with nothing attached to her, going through the process. I remember those scenes where she's trying to see how much oxygen she has left, and just, it's super stressful in a good way. Like, the emotion it makes you feel, it's a really good movie. So I'd give it probably an 8 out of 10 too. It's one of the better space movies.
I'm also gonna give it an 8 out of 10. I don't really have a whole lot to add to what they had to say. I agree with everything. It was this movie was so stressful. It was scary. It had you on the edge of your seat at some parts, and it had you hooked for the movie, which is a good thing.
So what do you all think about how Kowalski gave up his life? Throughout the thing, he definitely was there for emotional support for Stone as she was just fighting to save their lives. And then he came in and basically gave up his life to save her, which after it was successful. But it was in such a tragic way because he didn't just die. He floated off slowly into space while still alive, and they could still talk. It definitely...
I think it's simp activity.
Yeah, but...
Well, good simp activity.
I admire his desire to not give up on her situation. He was risking absolutely everything
he
to
did.
Get her back. Yeah, he did.
He lost everything.
Didn't he also have a family?
I don't remember.
Well, I know it talks about her daughter, but even then, losing...
It, regardless,
his life's lost, and everyone on...
That had a relationship with
him. Yeah, and you also can't forget the other astronauts that were in the Explorer space shuttle who both died immediately.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
The debris is...
Yeah.
Also, thinking about the debris and the stress from it rotating and everything, that's really stressful. And also, it's scary being floating in space and having this gigantic wall of debris coming at you that could...
It would be terrifying because you're in a very easily puncturable spacesuit, and then apparently just the Russians decided to blow up some spacecraft down the block, you know, let the energy and gravity just pull it over.
Inertia. That's a space word.
So what's your favorite space movie? Because, I mean, obviously mine is either this or Interstellar. They're both terrific.
I'm going to exclude, like, space movies like Star Wars.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's too sci-fi.
Yeah. So, I'm going to have to... It's so basic, but Interstellar is so good.
It really is.
One of my favorite movies. I'm just... The sound... Like, everything about it is so good. So, I'm going to agree with you on that. Yeah, how about you, Matt?
Interstellar is an amazing movie. honestly, I haven't watched too many space movies. I had this, Interstellar, and Star Wars, but...
That doesn't count.
I know. So...
You seen 2001 A Space Odyssey?
No.
It's odd. It's definitely...
It's almost like it's called an Odyssey.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So I did recently read Hidden Figures, which is about the NASA space program and all the math and things that had to go into that. So I would say it's a very interesting section that I do want to go to, a very interesting topic. So I think overall, I think Interstellar is probably my favorite. I need to rewatch it because I watched it when I was probably 12. And I need to rewatch it to get everything, because when I was 12, I was really stupid and dumb.
Y'all seen Apollo 13?
Yeah, I have seen that one.
I haven't. I don't watch space movies. I watched
it wasn't too bad.
To, like, go up to the meteor and, like, blow it up. I watched that one.
You really didn't ask me a question.
Is that Apollo 13?
No, this one is about them, like, going to...
Okay. No, I watched the one where they...
The moon. And then an oxygen tank explodes.
Yeah.
That's the one where they die. Yeah.
I guess I've watched Alien, but I guess it's too sci-fi.
You know what kind of movie we're going for.
Okay, fine.
All right, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Plot Holes. Come back next time for another chaotic experience.